Bay Area peace activists recently gathered at the Lake Merritt Amphitheater in Oakland for what was billed as an afternoon of collective creativity supporting a vision of peace and justice in Israel and Palestine. The event, which was organized by SF Bay for Peace and SF Bay Area Friends of Standing Together, was one of over 20 coordinated actions that took place across North America, Europe, and Australia in solidarity with the It's Time People Peace Summit in Jerusalem. KGVM contributor David Rosenberg spoke with event organizer Leah Yal Levy before the peace rally took place. He began by asking her when SF Bay for Peace first started organizing.
SF Bay for Peace was sort of born after October 7th. Our first event was in January of 2024.
Are you from Israel?
I was born and raised in Israel. I've lived in the States 20 years at this point.
And there are a group of Israelis in, would you say, various cities in the U.S. who are actively working for peace?
Yes, I would.
It seems like some people just want to get out of Israel, and it's not that they're doing it for political reasons. It's more like it's just too nutty, too chaotic. Do you get that impression?
To be fair, just for my own, like, I am a dual citizen from birth. My mom is American, so I came to go to art school and stayed. I think a part of why I never came back is related to how increasingly hard it's gotten to respect all human life on the land. Like, I don't know at this point how many people are leaving. I can't answer to that. I just want to clarify like a couple things in terms of like the organizing. I know there are big groups that have been working for a while that are primarily led by Israelis in New York, in Boston, and here in the Bay. We're sort of born out of like what was known as the anti-occupation bloc within the democracy protests that were happening before October 7th. People who have been long time aware that the Israeli democracy is only a democracy for some. And we're trying to highlight that within that battle.
I kept hearing that the people who were against Israeli policy in Gaza and the West Bank were not welcome at those pro-democracy demonstrations, but you're saying something else.
Well, there was always a block. Like, there was sort of like within but separate, right? So they were showing up but not a part of the same organizing, if that makes sense. And then these other groups, the Friends of Standing Together, that have been formed all around the world in the months, also since the war, I think Standing Together, a one step back, Standing Together is a grassroots movement on the land, organizing Jewish and Palestinian citizens of Israel against the occupation and for peace, equality, and social justice. I think many people around the world have been hearing their messages and wanting to help. And gradually these groups have formed of Friends of Standing Together all around the world. Some of those groups are led by Israelis and Palestinians. Some of them are not. There's just like less Israelis and Palestinians out there to lead that support. So just if that helps clarify a little bit.
So it's still possible to have such protests in Israel.
They're doing it. I don't know if you've seen just yesterday. Yesterday was Israeli Memorial Day, and this was also the 20th year that Combatants for Peace and the Bereaved Family Forum hold a joint Memorial Day ceremony of Palestinians and Israelis who've lost dear ones to the conflict. And it's gotten increasingly difficult to safely hold those ceremonies. So especially since the war started, last year it was all pre-recorded, and this year they had like a small venue that only a few people knew of. And then there were a lot of small screenings all over Israel and all over the world. And there was one screening in Ra'anana at a Reform synagogue that was like attacked. Like there was like a right-wing violent mob outside the synagogue.
So there's not much tolerance for people who speak out for peace, I guess.
We are constantly being, the people are trying to silence the voice for peace, but we are not going to give up. Like I think both in Israel and here in the States, there are many strong and violent powers that are trying to silence us and or arrest people and or just scare people. But we continue to choose hope over despair. And this is a moment that can be a huge moment for change. And we have to just keep being as loud as possible and echo out the voice of peace as loud as we can so that it's still being heard.
You're saying it's time to end the conflict, to end the occupation. Why now? Just because the Israeli assault has been so nasty and brutal?
Well, arguably, it's been time for a long time. I do think we have arrived at a turning point where we absolutely cannot go back from where we are. And I think that's clear to everyone everywhere. So this presents an opportunity for something different to come through and break this cycle of violence and choose something different.
Yeah, I know there have been Israeli and Palestinian peace activists working for a long time, but they seem to have been marginalized.
I think what is the sort of unique about this moment in Israel is that they are coming together. So this is like historically the largest coalition of peace organizations to ever come together. There's more than 60 civil society and joint organizations who are working to change things on the land, along with international allies, trying to bring together as many people as possible to create a powerful global groundswell demanding peace.
You're asking people to wear purple and not bring any flags. Could you talk about that?
This isn't about nations or states. This is about elevating the voice of the people and showing that peace is not only possible, but also necessary. And peace happens between people. So we, throughout all of our events this past year and a half, we ask people not to bring flags. The request for purple is coming from like a sort of a visibility point, trying to create this like purple wave with all the Friends of Standing Together groups around the world. But also anybody's welcome in any color shirts or whatever you want to wear. We just want as many people as possible to join us.
Have you been attracting, or do you think you will attract people to this protest who would be for slogans like Palestine should be free from the river to the sea, and they might wave Palestinian flags at a demonstration and be very partisan about it? Would those people attend your rallies, do you think?
Historically, they haven't. We've had like maybe one occasion where we had to kindly ask someone to keep moving. I do think, I mean, and I don't know if you've seen also recently, there were people here from both Combatants for Peace and the Bereaved Family Forum came and gave talks around town. And it was actually the Palestinian speakers in both of these events that said very, very loud and clear that we should be asking that from the river to the sea, everyone should be equal and free. And I think that's actually going to be maybe on one of our banners. And I think that's what we're calling for. So people who want everyone from the river to the sea to actually be free are welcome at our event. Again, for everyone to be free.
And I think one of the big issues at those other demonstrations is the call for, I guess, the destruction of or harsh critique of Zionism. And the comparison of Israel with South Africa and the idea that you won't destroy Israel if you destroy Zionism. But it seems like your demonstration is not really concerned with that issue, would you say?
That is not the issue at hand for us. We need to stop the killing. We need to find a way into the future together.
I think some of that criticism comes from the people who are looking at the Peace Now movement in Israel, because they say that in the end, even though they do criticize the government, they always end up siding with the government, that kind of thing. Do you kind of overlap with the Peace Now people, or your movement is really different?
Peace Now is a part of this coalition. It is a very wide coalition with people in it who have different views. For example, A Land for All is also in the coalition, which is very different, right? I really encourage people who are very like critically inclined and want to read more to look at the website for the coalition and look at the list of organizations. There's a lot of really amazing organizations on that list that are doing a lot of different kinds of work. And they may not all agree on all the things and on all the definitions to all the words, but they all agree that it's time, right? It's time to end this war. It's time to make actual, lasting, just peace.
Have you been imagining in your own mind an Israel-Palestine without occupation, where maybe it's one country and people are living in peace?
I'm an artist, and I think part of it, like the idea of continuing to imagine these things in the face of all this despair and all this pain is necessary. If we don't allow ourselves to imagine it, how could we ever turn it into a reality, right? So there's also been some criticism about like people are sitting there and like imagining the future while people are still being killed, which I think is, I don't know why I'm like delivering the criticism too, but I just do that. The act of actively imagining and working towards the future is so important, and things have been so difficult and heartbreaking and desperate that it's hard for people to find hope. So I think actively creating hope is crucial for making movements and changing people's opinions on the land. I think it's also very different there than it is here.
By the way, is Jewish Voice for Peace part of your coalition?
This coalition is on the land. As far as I know, Jewish Voice for Peace is not working on the land. Also, they're having their like big annual member meeting in Baltimore this weekend, so none of them are here. Like all of we have some local JVP partners, like people who are part of JVP and also work with us, but none of them will be attending this event because they're all going to be in Baltimore.
That's Israeli-American peace activist Leah Eyal Levy speaking with KGVM contributor David Rosenberg. This interview was released on May 12th, 2025.